Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
I'm just going to go ahead and start off this show by saying this. You don't have an NBA championship unless LeBron James
football season,
wasn't
man.
On your team. And you want to come out and criticize LeBron because he won you an NBA championship, and you can put NBA championship on your resume as a general manager, which you use to get another job, and then you want to criticize the guy that's mostly responsible for you having that on your resume. Man, you could take that and stick it where the sun don't shine, my friend.
I can go out. I saw a box of Kleenex out in the lobby. You want me to go grab them? You want me to go get a box for you?
I just don't deal with BS.
Man, it's football season. We don't have time on this show to talk about an NBA player that didn't make the playoffs last year. It's football season, man.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-9961. And by the way, man, I get it. Your boy, he loves the limelight. And I get it. I know all you Kool-Aid drinkers are going to rush to his rescue after somebody labels some criticism on the great one, as you call it. That's fine. That's fine. Maybe, I mean, he can always, you know, put on slam dunk exhibitions at his son's basketball games again moving forward. Why are you going?
That was impressive.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he can't make the playoffs. You're not in the NBA finals. You're not in the limelight come the playoffs. You got to do something to get yourself back in the news.
The Twitter questions from last week, we'll go ahead and get those updated so that we can put new ones up. You can find those at twitter.com and then Bishop_show. Which would you rather see, the Braves call up Adam Duvall or another bullpen arm? Of course, the Braves ended up calling Adam Duvall, but our listening audience said 67% of them would have rather seen the Braves call up Adam Duvall. Pretty sure a large percentage of that voting
during the week. Yeah.
When Duvall's crushing home runs.
Yeah, hitting home runs left and right. What did he do? Hit 6 home runs this week so far?
Very Austin Riley-ish.
Ish. One. Yeah, ish. We got to keep that. That's a term we have to highlight, ish. Because when you go through the league one time, like Mr. Riley did, they figure out what you can't hit. In his case, it's the slider. So he's got to work on hitting the slider moving forward. So he'll probably stay hot till he goes through the league one time, and then they'll figure out a scouting report on him.
Well, Adam Duvall's already been in the league for, you know, years. This is not like he's this first go-around the major leagues. There's already a book out on him, how to get him out. Pitchers are trying to execute that book, and he's still hitting home runs, which
he's
I think
hungry.
Is more impressive than the Austin Riley thing.
He's hungry. Man's been in the minor leagues.
All year.
Hungry.
Hadn't seen the light of the major leagues.
That's good when you're hungry. I mean, I wish more players were hungry like that. That's good stuff. He's hit the ball this week. Give him credit. He's been a spark.
The other Twitter question from last week, are the Red Sox a sleeping giant? 50-50 of our audience. I mean, it's split right down the middle. Yes and no.
Well, the Giant right now is 11.5 games out of first in the AL East, and they are sleeping like Rip Van Winkle right now.
That's another good question. We'll put that on the Twitter question of the week. Can you be a Giant if you're 11.5 games out?
No. They're the defending World Series champ. They're going to show up on a list here in our third or fourth segment this week. They've been a regular on that list, and they're going to show up again today. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, the Boston Red Sox will be on the butt hurt list because they're 11 and a half games out, Jason, and they haven't, and they did nothing at the trading deadline. They stood pat, which tells me they've got an overinflated ego up in Boston right now.
The Dodgers are the cream of the crop in the National League. The Braves made some trades. They made three moves this past week to upgrade their bullpen. Chris Martin, Shane Green, Mark Melancon all came over from different teams. All three of those guys are going to bolster that bullpen. The Braves, let's be honest, the Braves have had minor leaguers pitching in their bullpen all year, and they're still in first place. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, Luke Jackson, he has struggled at the closer role. Maybe he can go to I don't know what he can do, but Shane Green is a proven closer in this league, 1.18 ERA. In the American League, where you don't have to face, where pitchers don't hit, that's pretty impressive.
But how often would Shane Green face a pitcher?
No, not in the closing portion of a
game. Yeah, so that really doesn't matter to me.
But there's some good teams, and, you know, the Twins are good. The Tigers play them regularly. They make that rotation through Boston and New York and Houston. So it's really good teams in the American League, and he's got a good ERA. At the time of the trade, Detroit had 30 wins for the entire season, and Shane Green saved 22 of them.
That's saying something.
30 wins.
22 of them.
Was saved by Shane Green.
And he blew three saves. He
blew three saves, which is understandable on a team that has 30 wins. Right?
I mean, I'm not arguing that. High school football season is right around the corner.
Man, it's next week. You got a big scrimmage game at Glenn County Stadium next Friday night with Valdosta High School traveling to Glenn Academy for a scrimmage. Brunswick High travels over to Savannah to play Beach on the 16th. Regular season opens up on the 23rd.
What a terrible preseason scrimmage game. Beach.
Well, they came here last year. Brunswick's going up there to return to visit home and home.
And it's basically just like another practice. There's not going to be any resistance to what that's what you need if you're going to have a scrimmage game. You want to have competition being able to try to stop you, effectively stop you from doing what you want. You don't get that in Beach.
Well, with your top two quarterbacks right now not cleared to play, Beach is just what the doctor ordered for a preseason scrimmage.
I'm willing to disagree with you wholeheartedly.
I mean, you got two quarterbacks with starting experience not cleared right now to play.
The guy, I guess Jeffrey Way, who's going to be starting at Brunswick High, probably could use some reps against a good secondary, a good defensive line.
It's about confidence. You build confidence in young players, so you put them in situations.
Wait. Huh? So what you're trying? Okay, stop right there. Let me stop you.
These are the intangible things you don't understand about football.
What you're doing is you're setting that up for a bad ending, because you want to sit there and tell me that you're going to put this young kid out there who's basically the third on the depth chart. He's playing because he's got the two quarterbacks in front
of
him.
Right now he's a starter.
Okay, and so you're going to start him against Beach in a scrimmage game to where he's going to go, say he throws the ball 20 times, he's going to be 15 of 20 for 250 yards and three touchdowns, and he's going to look great, and then reality comes to town the next week.
But the reality comes to town with a quarterback that has confidence. That's the thing you don't understand.
I'm talking about, listening audience, is Coffee County comes to Glenn County Stadium.
You said it was going 3-7.
They're still beating Brunswick High.
Okay, you said they were going 3-7.
And one of those three wins is Brunswick High.
Apparently, you don't think they're much quality.
They've got a tough schedule.
Oh.
They're a good football team, and they've got a tough schedule.
3-7 is what you pick.
I'm picking them to go 3-7. Okay. Coffee County.
3-7. Wow.
I'm picking Coffee County to go 3-7. I'm picking them to beat Brunswick High by two touchdowns or more, and then I'm picking Brunswick High to go 6-4 and make the playoffs of the two seed.
Wow. So you're saying that's the difference between Region 1 and Region 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, big difference. There is a big difference there.
Big difference.
There's probably four teams in that region that's top 10 quality football teams in the state, Region 1. You got Northside, you got Valdosta, you got Lee County, you got, you know, Coffee.
Good Houston.
Team. Houston's probably a 6-4 type team that's going to battle, struggle to try to get in the playoffs. Probably would be a playoff team in any other 6A region in the state.
Meanwhile, Brunswick High, the other region, Brunswick High, Glen Academy, that's really the only good team there, Glen Academy, Richmond Hill, Effingham, and help me out with the last, Bradwell.
Bradwell, yes.
There's a big difference between Bradwell on paper or Bradwell considered to be probably the team at the bottom of your region versus Houston to be considered the team at the bottom of your region.
I'd pick Houston in that football game.
Good for you.
I would. I'd probably pick them.
I'm glad you would.
Yeah, you'd probably pick Bradwell. That's probably what you do.
No, but no, I certainly would not do that.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. Now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Of course I think of C.J. McCollum when I think of athletes that deserve $100 million contracts. Don't you? Le'Veon Bell, instead of apologizing to fantasy owners for you not playing last year, you could refund money of everyone who bought into a league and picked you. No? We have not even gotten into preseason, and the Dolphins are already firing people. I have concluded that Tom Brady is not human. Amir Garrett contacted by Dana White. Top Gun 2. Come on. No one cares to see Top Gun 2. Kip, That's about it. What a bad equation, selling alcohol at Razorback games and Arkansas fans. Astros, World Series champs. If there is something worse than a dumpster fire, the New York Mets are it. It is nice to know the Braves no longer have minor leaguers pitching in the bullpen. Can you smell that? It smells like football. Another Life on Netflix is the second worst alien series I have ever seen. Don't waste the 10 hours of your life. A 16-year-old kid won $3 million this past week for winning a Fortnite tournament. Sign Kit Branch up, and these are my thoughts.
I've been noticing you take a lot of shots at your co-host here when he's not here to offer any face-to-face. You do it when I'm not around. That's okay, though.
I don't know what you mean.
That's all right. Top Gun 2, by the way.
Yeah, God.
Top
what
Gun
a
2
waste
is
of money.
A highly anticipated movie.
By who?
Everybody.
Everybody over the age of 50?
No, everybody over the age of 18. That's going to be I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there.
I know you will.
In millions. In fact, let me go on record.
Here we go.
Write this down. Mark this down, or whatever it is that term you use. Top Gun 2 will open up. Opening weekend, it will be the top box office hit.
What other movies are going to be?
I'm like, just go ahead.
Because there's probably not going to be any competition. So, you know, obviously the 50-year-olds will go out in droves.
You put your little, whatever it is, the Game of Thrones or whatever that crap is, it would blow it out of the water. Easily.
You're on. It would. What do you want to bet?
Blow it out of the water.
Well, we'll pull up the ratings.
Top Gun 2
for
probably
a regular week for Game of Thrones. And we'll see if Top Gun 2 can surpass just a weekly rating of Game of Thrones, because I guarantee you the answer is going to be resoundingly not close.
They'll open up Top Gun 2 will open first
you
weekend.
You do realize that there's a whole generation of people now that are adults,
right,
that have no clue what the about Top Gun, the original.
They
don't. They've never even heard of that movie.
They know who Tom Cruise is. That's. He's still a box office draw.
Is he in Top Gun 2?
Yes. He's a star of it. That's his claim to fame.
So I guess the plot of the movie is he's retired. He's a big shot, and now they need him to come back and do something. I guarantee you it's going to be something along the line. It's so predictable, man. Like,
it's going to be a great
horrible
movie. Women will go see it in droves.
What's that got to do with anything? Just because a woman goes and sees it, it makes it a good movie. The Notebook's terrible. Women love that.
One of the best movies ever.
The Notebook?
Love The Notebook.
Oh, my God. All right, look. We got to stop.
Great movie.
No, this not. It's terrible.
I watch it every time it comes on.
Let me get the sponsors. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, Georgia Sea Grill, and M&B Liquors.
Safe Haven's another great movie, too. It's tailgate time, whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over.
I've never seen Safe Haven. It's a
great movie. Great movie. Another Nick Sparks novel movie. You're going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too. With any kind of keg you need, M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985 off exit 29 on I-95.
We're going to make that a Twitter question of the week. Is Top Gun... I'm trying to think of how the wording should be. Are you going to go see Top Gun 2? Will Top Gun 2 be a success or flop? That's the way it'll word. You can find that at Twitter, Bishop_show. Will Top Gun be a success or a flop?
Based upon box office numbers? I mean, you got to qualify these polls. You try to manipulate these polls to come out in the favor you want them to come out. It will not be a box office flop. It will be the highest grossing movie the weekend that it comes out. Probably be on top for 3 or 4 weeks in a row.
If it is.
Oh, it will
It's
be.
Only because there's no competition. There are no other good movies in
obviously,
theater
I mean, you
for
were
to compete against.
You were still wetting the bed in 1986 when that movie came out. So, I mean, I wouldn't expect you to understand how great a movie Top Gun was. We were in the middle of the Cold War. Okay, we were fighting the. We were going up against the Russians.
We don't need the 1986.
I'm just telling
lesson.
You, man. It was great. Great stuff.
I try to keep the show in 2019, and every show we do, you want to take it back to the 80s, man. Like, let it go.
I can't believe you said The Notebook's a bad movie.
It's terrible.
It's a great movie.
No, it's not. It's a horrible movie.
It's a great movie.
High School Football. Now that you've wasted all but 2 minutes of a segment talking about Top Gun 2.
I mean, you wasted half the first segment talking about somebody that didn't make the NBA playoffs. So, I mean, I guess we're even now.
I want to say something, but I'll say it off the air. I'll say it off the air okay. as we go to break, which is basically in a minute.
Okay.
Jason Bishop Show. I don't even – high school football season.
It's kicking off.
Got some really good games.
Full – I mean, Glenn Academy opens up against a good Fort Dorchester team. They got to travel up to the Charleston area and play that team. Been reading up on Dorchester. They thinking they're going to be pretty good this year.
Yes, they do. They think they're going to be in contention for a state championship in South Carolina.
You know, you talk to people up there, and they say, hey, they were good last year. They just, you know, needed some more experience in some key spots. And got some of those guys coming back, so they should make a run.
And they beat Glenn Academy last year, even though it doesn't count.
And that game wasn't close.
No, it was not close.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch. The Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school football is almost upon us, and we have some big-time season openers to watch. Camden opens at West Forsyth. Glenn Academy heads to Charleston to take on Fort Dorchester. Brunswick hosts Coffee Between the Bricks at Glenn County Stadium. Frederica travels over to Charlton. Tiff takes on Northside Warner Robins. Drew will square off with Lowndes in Valdosta, and North Gwinnett and Colquitt will square off. It's about to get real. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
I feel ganged up on right now.
I mean, this is good stuff.
I feel like the producers are throwing this at me.
Good stuff, man.
Not.
Boy, if they came out with a Purple Rain 2.
Jeez.
Starring Dave Chappelle.
This segment of the Jason.
Okay. All right, man.
I'm this close to walking out of the studio. I'm this close.
You know you love the Chappelle Show now. Come on.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, by Nat's Landing, and by Southern Hardware.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in the Sea Palms Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
This is the part of the show where Kip hijacks things and takes things over as if he hasn't done enough of that this show already. We'll just hand him a segment and say, here you go. Here is Kip's butthurt list.
Here we go, Jason. It's interactive, by the way.
Not really.
The NFL's rating of the top 100 players came out this week, and you know who was missing, Jason? Dak Prescott. And the Cowboy Nation is up in arms about it. Dak couldn't make the top 100. He's the quarterback for America's team, and he's not on a top 100 list voted on by the players. What does that tell you of what the players think of Dak?
That he's garbage.
So Dak's probably butt hurt, and Dak's out here wanting a new contract, wanting to be one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL.
He was great at Mississippi State.
Yeah, under Dan Mullen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so Dak's not on the NFL top 100 voted by the players, but he's wanting top five quarterback money.
Dak Prescott turned around the Mississippi State program.
Yes, he did. A perennial doormat. They won 10 games one time, I think, didn't they? When Dak was there. They were ranked number one. When the original playoff rankings came out, remember?
Yes.
And they went to the new system.
They were number one in the country. They had just come off a big win over Auburn, I believe it was.
Yeah, and then a couple of weeks later, what happened? They got beat for the 88th time out of 90 times by Alabama. Isn't that how it works?
Yes.
All right, number four on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the Boston Red Sox. You're sitting here at the trading deadline. You do nothing. You're 11 and a half games behind the Yankees. You're battling, holding on for dear life for a wild card spot, trying to get a wild card spot.
Which you don't even hold.
You don't hold one right now, and you do nothing at the deadline. You've got one of the most talented rosters in the league. They're not playing up to their potential, but yet you don't do anything to address that bullpen at the trading deadline.
And not only do you not hold a wild card spot, you are fading. You are four games out of the second wild card spot with a team in front of you to get there.
What did they do, Jason? They take three out of four from the Yankees last weekend, then lose three straight this weekend, going to another series at Yankee Stadium this weekend. They were eight games out starting the week. Now they're 11 and a half games out, going to Yankee Stadium. Number three on the butt hurt list, and I'm tired of hearing this guy run his mouth.
David Griffin?
John Gruden.
Oh.
I'm tired. He don't know how to handle quarterbacks. I mean, he's up here talking about, I'm hoping Antonio Brown can practice here soon, blah, 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 blah. As this guy, he's a $100 million coach coaching the Oakland Raiders. Can he even make it to Las Vegas? Will he make it to Vegas with the Raiders next year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he will, because he's got car at quarterback.
Well, he doesn't, apparently doesn't like him too much.
Carr's a quarterback.
I think so too, but apparently his coach doesn't like him. That's why I'm tired of hearing this guy run his mouth. He needs to go back to the Monday Night Football booth. He was pretty good there.
He's a better announcer than a coach.
These next two, Jason, are an indictment on the NCAA transfer portal. Number two.
You're just now coming around to that realization.
I got evidence now. Number two, Jalen Hurts. This guy's been at at Oklahoma now since spring. Hasn't been named the starting quarterback yet. Fall practice has started, and this guy is battling for a starting playoff slot. Wasn't given to him. Probably promised to him when he came out there, but it wasn't given to him. And now he hasn't been named the starter yet at Oklahoma. He's in a battle, just like he was at Alabama, by the way.
Would you think that it would be fitting that Jalen Hurts did not win the job at Oklahoma?
We'll find out in a couple of weeks. Then what's he going to do? Transfer again?
I'm going to put that, he's out of eligibility at that point.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that up on the Twitter question, one of the Twitter questions of the week. Would you find it fitting if Jalen Hurts did not win the starting job at Oklahoma? That would be up momentarily.
And number one this week on the butt hurt list, Jason, Justin Fields at Ohio State. You know they promised him that starting quarterback job when he got transferred from Georgia. The NCAA pulled strings so he could be immediately eligible to play.
Which is why Tate Martell got out of town.
Who's immediately eligible to play at Miami because mm-hmm. they didn't want a lawsuit, so they went ahead and ruled on that way for that to happen. But Justin Fields, Jason, has not been named the starting quarterback at Ohio State yet. He's in a battle.
Could it be true about everything that was said about him when he was at the University of Georgia in regards to the dude can't learn the playbook. The dude can't grasp the offense. He gets out there and he knows only five plays, and those plays are his running plays. He can't read a defense. He won't learn the playbook. Is there a chance that maybe some of that might have been true?
We don't know. We're about to find out, because if he doesn't get named the starting quarterback at Ohio State, then there's something fishy going on. Because he was promised that job, or he wouldn't have gone there.
Would he transfer?
Nah, who cares? Where's he going to go? Michigan now? No, you know where he'd probably go?
USC.
Florida.
Mm.
He'd probably go down there with the quarterback guru, Dan Mullen, and who's doing wonders, by the way, with Felipe Franks. That'd be a good place for him.
You say he's doing wonders with Felipe Franks.
Apparently, if you read all the hype around going into the season, Felipe Franks is rated one of the top quarterbacks in the SEC. But Justin Fields, top of the butt hurt list. Man, you should be the starting quarterback of Ohio State, but your head coach, a new head coach, by the way, that's looking to get some traction with the fan base, has yet to name him the starter. Wow.
We'll have that up on our Twitter question of the week here momentarily. Would it be fitting if Jalen Hurts did not win the starting job at Oklahoma? We'll put it up during the break.
He's in a battle. In a battle right now. And you would think, you know, after what he did, I mean, he saved Alabama's season last year in the SEC championship game. But yet, he's transferred to Oklahoma after they lost the Heisman Trophy quarterback. He ain't been named the starter yet.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates! It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Don't mean nothing, they know who's inside.
It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time is tricky.
Oh,
it's tricky.
If you're a movie and you really want to call yourself successful, don't gross $50 million, $60 million, $100 million, $200 million opening weekend. Or the entire time that you're there. If you want to be considered a successful movie, come talk to me when you've grossed worldwide $3 billion.
That's a lot.
With a B.
That's a lot.
In case you're curious what I'm talking about, that's Avengers Endgame.
That's a lot.
$3 billion with a B. I guarantee you this. Write this down. Top Gun 2 will not gross as much money worldwide as Avengers Endgame.
No, that ain't gonna gross no $3 billion.
End of story. My conversation, my argument is now complete.
You're going to the high end.
I win.
Something. No, you don't win because you're not talking apples to apples. I don't even know what these high tech movies cost now. You got to think that these movies cost $300-400 million now just to make. Then you got to gross at least that to break even for the movie to be considered a success. So, yeah. You could do good back in the days, I guess you could still do movies for a few million dollars. Now every movie seems like it's over $100 million just to make a movie. It's ridiculous.
Do you remember the movie Open Water?
Yes.
Fantastic movie, by the way. The sequels are terrible, but the original, fantastic. They spent $10,000 to make that movie.
What did it gross? Probably $100 million or more?
Hundreds of millions.
See, those were the success stories right there.
$10,000. They basically got themselves a boat, a camera, some scuba gear, and said, let's go.
Man, we launched into an episode of Extra today. Instead of a sports talk, we got we're Hollywood extra, man.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook. Hey, we called in for the baked ziti like on Monday night. Whew, it was good. Really good.
That's well done, man. Like, way to take care of the sponsor there.
I mean, we called it in great. We love the baked ziti and lasagna. It's really good. The pizzas are great, but the lasagna is great and the ziti is really good. You should get that sometimes if you haven't already.
Okay. And so now, for all of our listeners in Atlanta that have eagerly and patiently waited,
right?
Here it comes. It is now time to talk Georgia Tech football.
I'm so glad the Jackets have gone from a high school option offense to a pro-style offense. Georgia Tech can have some big-time success, like we talked off the break. If they just recruited the Atlanta area, you're talking about an area of 6 million people, okay? High school football is king in the Atlanta area, and there are some three, four, five-star players that are produced in that area every year that Georgia Tech is missing out on because they ran that antiquated offense. Now, Georgia Tech, you can look for, I think, a rebirth in Georgia Tech football just by recruiting pro-style kids that come out of these high schools in Atlanta. I think Tech's going to have some success here in the near future.
They've had a lot of success this season under Jeff Collins, their new head coach, in recruiting just what you just said. They've had a lot of success getting three-star kids from the Atlanta area. They've got a ton of those guys that they have got to commit to Georgia Tech now that are going to be on their roster moving forward. A ton of three-star kids from Atlanta, which in the ACC and in the division that you're in the ACC, you will end up, if you do that successfully 2-3 years in a row, you're going to end up winning that division because that division stinks.
Just think about the ACC. You've got Clemson.
That's it. Close the book.
So there's an opportunity for Georgia Tech to make some traction, to get some traction in the ACC and do good things in the next 3-4 years.
So here's the question. If you're the Georgia Tech administration and you go 8-4, win your division, and every year get thumped by Clemson in the ACC championship game, are you happy with that?
At the start, yes, but as you get, if you continue to get back to that pinnacle of the ACC championship game, then once you start winning in Atlanta and start getting players in there that can win 8 games with a pro-style offense, more players are going to see that, hey, we can knock the top off this thing, and they're going to do better and better in recruiting. So the goal is to get to 8, 7, 8, 9 wins and then see where the recruiting takes you from there.
And make no mistake about it, Georgia Tech is not going to be competitive this year in the ACC. They're going to a spread offense, and the bulk of your roster are still option players. So you've got personnel. You're trying to run an offense, but not the personnel to run it. Georgia Tech's going to struggle. They're not going to be a good football team this year in the ACC. But they'll be better next year. Next year, I can see them being 6-6. And then the year after that, year three of Jeff Collins,
they're going to start there.
I think Georgia Tech is a force in the ACC.
The resources and everything's in place for Georgia Tech to be successful. I'm talking about very successful. And you know, like you said, the ACC is Clemson, and who else is really stepping up right now? Florida State's a dumpster fire. Miami's just, you know, Mark Richt's gone now. They got a new coach, and they got to kind of rebuild that thing.
And they're the and with that being said, you're right. They're kind of in transition.
Yes.
And even being in transition, they're the second best team in the ACC, period.
You know, NC State's okay. North Carolina is not very good right now. Virginia's making strides in football. Virginia Tech, I read where Bud Foster is going to retire as defensive coordinator after this season. There'll probably be some transition there. So the timing's right for Georgia Tech to take a step up in the ACC.
We'll also see, I want you to keep an eye on the North Carolina thing because, you know, Mack Brown is now there at North Carolina, and he is a very good recruiter. So we'll see what he can do with the Tar Heels. Remember, he won big there his first go-around, had the Tar Heels competing for national championship at one point.
But if Tech, you know who Tech's going to hurt if they have success? The team that they're really going to hurt is Auburn, because all these 3-4-star kids that Georgia can't get, that Auburn comes in historically and gets out of the Atlanta area since Paul Johnson's been at Georgia Tech, those kids are going to start looking at staying in Atlanta and playing in a pro-style offense now.
It's also going to affect schools like Georgia Southern, Georgia State, and Mercer, where they're not going to get those kids that they had been getting because Georgia Tech wouldn't get them.
Auburn can't survive if they can't come in and get the 3- and 4-star players out of the state of Georgia. They can't do it.
Known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school football is almost upon us, and we have some big-time season openers to watch. Camden opens at West Forsyth. Glen Academy heads to Charleston to take on Fort Dorchester. Brunswick hosts Coffee Between the Bricks at Glen County Stadium. Frederica travels over to Charlton. Tiff takes on Northside Warner Robins. Drew will square off with Lowndes in Valdosta, and North Gwinnett and Colquitt will square off. It's about to get real. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Finally, some fairness.
What?
This is my favorite rejoin bed. This still is my favorite song from the 1980s, which I'm not a product of.
Every song, it seems like the last three rejoins has been from the 80s, right?
I think we need to have a chat with the producer about that.
Producers are smart. They make us look good.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service. That word's in here again. In the Golden House. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business
with
purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me for right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water. Not oxygenated water, and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive. The read says oxygenated.
Okay.
Producers, can you get that changed?
Okay.
Or do y'all just do that to try to mess me up every week?
The Braves got three relievers in their bullpen. Mark Melanson, Chris Martin, and Shane Green. They sent Tristan Beck, Dan Winkler to San Francisco for Melanson. The Giants then, of course, immediately turn around and DFA Dan Winkler.
Melanson's 34 years old. Detractors will say he's seen his better days, but I don't know. I think he's a good pitcher. I think he's going to help that bullpen out greatly. I like Shane Green coming in the closer role. Good moves by the Braves. They knew exactly what they needed to do. I wish they'd have got another starter, but hey, beggars can't be choosy. The biggest glaring need on that team was in the bullpen.
They addressed that. Melanson's 4-2 with a 3.5 ERA. For those folks who say his days are better behind him, he had a no trade clause, by the way, which he waived. He
had to call his wife. Do you read that story?
I did.
That's yeah. Good stuff. Hey, yeah. Babe, they want to trade me to Atlanta. You know, Atlanta's in a pretty good situation there in the NL East. Probably can get back in the playoffs. Okay, we'll move.
Yeah, easy breezy.
Yeah.
Colby Allard was sent to the Rangers for Chris Martin, who's got four saves on the year. He's got some good numbers, too. He's 0-2 with an even 3 ERA.
For the Rangers.
What a great story the Chris Martin dude is. He had given up baseball in his early 20s, was working at Lowe's, several jobs, had worked at Lowe's, UPS, in different warehouses, and got back into baseball, worked his way back up, had played in Japan, had played in the minor leagues for quite a while, found his way back to a major league roster with Texas, and now he is going to be a key piece in the Atlanta Braves bullpen.
Japanese baseball. You know, I was up last night late, Jason, surfing the channels, and came across Mr. Baseball with Tom Selleck in it.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
See, we finally agree on
Watch that.
That's solid.
Yeah. Watched that some last night. And Braves addressed the bullpen. They're set up now to get to the Dodgers.
They're still not good enough to beat the Dodgers.
They're set up to get to
them.
They're
not good enough to beat them.
Not right now. Not on paper.
And let me throw this out there. The only team, I'm going to take a lot of hits for this, but this, I'm telling you the truth. This is what I do. The only team in the National League that has a chance to beat the Dodgers in a playoff series is the Washington Nationals. That's
with their starting pitching.
That's it. Nobody else can beat the Dodgers except the Nationals.
Whoever's going to beat the Dodgers is going to have to beat Clayton Kershaw twice in a series, because he'll probably get three starts in a seven-game series.
And I don't even know if he's going to be the number one pitcher. They may go Ryu. They may go Bueller. Then they may go Kershaw. But one of those three, you're going to have to beat twice.
That rotation is what separate. Dodgers have bullpen issues. Now, they have closer issues as well, but their starting pitching usually masks, all that.
Here's the fun part of this. Again, I feel like the only team in the National League that can beat the Dodgers are the Nationals. Well, the way I think things are going to shake out, the Nationals will get into the wild card game against the Cardinals. Nationals win that game, and then the Nationals get their shot in the Dodgers in the very first round.
That'd be
in
a good
division series. And if the Nationals prove me right and they beat the Dodgers, it'll be Braves Nationals in the NLCS. We've been beating the Nationals all year long. I think Atlanta goes to the World Series if the Nationals are capable of beating the Dodgers.
So right now, who are you saying the two wild card teams are in the National League?
Nationals and Cardinals.
Okay, they beat the Cardinals. So the Braves will play the Cubs.
Correct.
I like the Braves.
Yeah, they're better than the Cubs. Yeah, they're better than the Cubs.
I like that. And then, that would be something to play the Nationals in the NLCS.
It would be.
If you could get there.
The shiny new piece, of course, the Braves adding their bullpen, Shane Green, 0-2, but 22 saves with a sparkling 1.18 ERA.
For the Tigers.
Boy, do you think he was happy to get out of Detroit?
Woo!
See y'all.
Boy, he throws a big-time slider. He's drops off a table. Have you watched any of his highlights?
Of course.
Yeah, he's going to be a good pitcher. Then the detractors will say, well, it's going to be hard for him to keep up that pace that he was doing in Detroit. Really?
Well, he wasn't even getting that many opportunities in Detroit.
Okay.
They had like 31 wins when he was traded.
31 wins. He saved 22 of them, which means he wasn't getting a whole lot of work, so his arm should be fresh.
38 innings on the year.
Oh, we know. Yeah, we've lost, 50, 60 games already. Oh, man, there's no opportunity to use Shane today.
No.
Save opportunities come 8 days apart.
Yeah. Get him in a bullpen session.
Yeah. Get him down. Let's do some simulated work down there for Shane to keep him fresh.
While we still have a little bit of time talking about that scenario, I also want to come back to Georgia Tech's schedule. They open at Clemson. That's a loss.
Yes.
South Florida goes to Atlanta. That's a loss.
I don't know yet.
Oh, don't get off.
Okay.
Citadel at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech gets that one.
Citadel gave Alabama fits just a couple years ago.
Georgia Tech at Temple. I'll take Tech there.
Temple's a bowl team.
North Carolina, Georgia Tech. Flip a coin. I'll take Georgia Tech at home.
Yes.
That's three wins. And then here we go. Georgia Tech at Duke. Loss. Georgia Tech at Miami. Loss. Pitt at Georgia Tech, loss.
Pitt's going to be decent.
Tech at Virginia, loss.
Virginia's doing good things right now.
Virginia Tech at Georgia Tech, loss.
Hmm.
NC State and Georgia to close out the year, loss. 3-9 for the Jackets.
Could be a tough first year for Jeff Collins, but they're doing things the right way. He's got to recruit a couple of cycles.
Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad.
free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons, drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.